Jerry Bader Show, 1036, talking about how, you know, and we have talked for some time about the gap in qualified workers for skilled labor and the number of jobs. There are a lot more jobs than qualified labor. And I hadn't really considered this till the piece in today's Wall Street Journal. The problem starts at high school. In high school, we have almost everyone on a university, not almost, we have everyone on a university track. So the and I believe we have stigmatized these skilled trades where you're dumb or you're not good enough for college. I just don't think any of that's true. I know very smart people who work in the skilled trades. I can think of two people, one who calls this show, the other that doesn't. They're in the skilled trades. I have used both of their services. They're both very intellectual, very informed on the issues. You can't be stupid and be a welder. I mean, these are, I think the other element of it is while they pay well, they're damn hard work. Almost everything I just mentioned. Former State Senator Alice A. wants to weigh in on this. Hey, good morning, Al. Good to hear from you.
Jerry, how are you doing this morning?
Good.
Hey, I grew up on a farm, as you know, and I'm kind of self-taught welder, and it's interesting you're talking about this. About 5 years ago, I took a creative welding course with some friends and neighbors of mine. It's kind of a artsy-fartsy class, but as a matter of fact, we did learn how to weld. But the reason I called was because I know other young people, 20, 25, 30, that have signed up for some of the those types of classes, manual arts classes, and then they discovered they had to take other courses to get to the main course that they wanted to at the technical schools. And by the way, the technical schools do an excellent job, first of all. But they've evolved, they're trying to evolve into a miniature four-year college in that young people who want to zero in on a specific course have to take psychology, sociology, English, or courses of that nature, which, in my opinion, I think you're 25, 30, you just want to learn how to weld, learn how to be an auto mechanic, and get the hell out of there.
Okay, you are absolutely right, and I'm glad you brought that up because I was aware of that, but it just that escaped me in this conversation. And
sure.
I know people who've dealt with that. Now, look, there may be some prerequisite courses. If you're going to be a police officer, you actually do need to take a writing course.
Right.
That makes sense. But
it absolutely does.
That's not what you're talking about, though. You're talking about things that have nothing to do with the specific discipline. And I, you know, I remember that when an AMC factory closed, when it was bought by Chrysler in my hometown of Coleman, one of my sisters went to NWTC for corrections. Prison corrections, which she ultimately did. But, yeah, she had to take all that stuff.
I currently have a granddaughter taking a landscaping course, and she's 22 years old, has no money, and she's been doing landscaping for like 3 years now, but came home really disheartened because she had to take and pay for other courses not related to landscaping. And it always, you know, got on my nerves at that. It bothered me that that's the way the school is operated, and I think it's wrong. I don't think that's the technical school's mission.
Al, thanks a lot for calling in because that's a critically important point. Thanks a lot. I appreciate that. That's the other thing. Technical colleges want to pretend to be four-year universities. That's why, remember, they used to be Northeast Wisconsin Technical Institute, Moraine Park Technical Institute, Lakeshore Technical Institute. Now they're in WTC, LTC, MPTC, Technical College, which would be fine if the emphasis was on the technical and not the college. And I think this was all part of that there was just something untoward about these professions. Well, would you want to do it? If I was good at it, yeah. I'm not. But if I had a proclivity for that sort of thing, absolutely. And we shouldn't delegitimize those who do. All right, I want to move on to something else. I supported a bill that called for outside investigations for in-custody deaths and police-related shootings. Now, that bill has passed. And law enforcement agencies are figuring out how they're going to deal with it. What it does is outside agencies would have to be in charge of investigating officer-involved deaths. Law enforcement agencies are saying that this is going to create conflict and confusion. The measure supporters say the new requirements will counter claims that police protect their own from consequences of using deadly force. The bill passed the legislature. Governor Walker has, all indications are, he's going to sign it. Todd Richmond in an AP piece points out that smaller enforcement agencies already do this. They use outside investigators. Then he lists three cities, Green Bay, Madison, and Milwaukee, that have investigated their own for years because they have the resources. And he points out outsiders stepping in their affairs could be met with animosity. I do not support this because I don't believe agencies don't have the ability to investigate themselves. I believe they do. Well, then why do you support this? Because there's always a segment of the population that will use that to suspect something when there is nothing to suspect. Just because you have the ability. Okay, did the Justice Department have the technical ability to investigate the IRS scandal? Yeah. Do you trust them? No. I do trust law enforcement to investigate themselves. Many don't. Now, here is where I will part ways a little bit. I think it should be people with law enforcement experience because, no, the average person doesn't understand what it's like to be in the line of fire and understand that every day or night you go out to work, you don't know if somebody's going to try to shoot you or hurt you. And you don't understand the elevated psychological level that you are already at as a law enforcement officer because of that. No, I don't understand that. Well, I understand it. I can never really know what it's like to be there. And you should go through some of those training exercises sometime. You have no idea. You literally have no idea. It's not exactly the same as not understanding what combat is like, but it is the same principle until you experience it. It is similar, but I'm not going to say it's the same as being at war. But in some parts of the country it is. In large metropolitan areas, it's pretty damn close. In large urban areas, you don't know what the threats are. And as I've said before, the other issue is there's a mentality. You have to put a priority on one of two things, officer safety or perpetrator safety. I put the premium on officer safety. I do. And if a perpetrator does anything to jeopardize that, I think there's going to be trouble. Jason says, unless you've been shot at, you can't know what it's like to be a cop. Or that you face the known threat of being shot at. And I think it does take law enforcement training to investigate these matters. But I think law enforcement is working against their own interest here in resisting having an outside body do it. Here is the very legitimate argument, though, against this law. It is very vague in who would do this and how it would get assigned. I think the easiest way to do it is to set up a network of agencies that investigate other agencies. And you do go with the larger agencies, Madison, Green Bay, Milwaukee. You could probably throw Appleton in there. Now, the problem is they're going to have to be investigating, you know, all the agencies around the state, and it could be cumbersome. On the other hand, how many in custody-related deaths in a year are there in Wisconsin? Here's another thing. In custody deaths, in my opinion, are very different from officer-related shootings because there's usually a very different dynamic involved. You know, like the case in Milwaukee where the guy died in the squad car, that sort of thing. I had a liberal email me who misrepresented my position on this issue, but he is right about this, assuming he's a he. He is right about this. I do not think civilians are qualified to judge this. I don't. And I think the process by which this was happened has been left unnecessarily vague in the legislation. But the concept that it just makes sense for an outside agency to investigate and you not investigate yourself, of course that's going to have more credibility. I trust you. Not everybody does. This radio station would have been off the air 8 years ago. Not the one you're listening to. I'm talking about a different radio station. This radio station would have been off the air 8 years ago if not for dot, dot, dot. I will connect the dots in 3 minutes. It's 10:47.
Walking around this old and empty house.
So hold my hand, I'll walk with you, my dear.
The stars
creep. The Jerry Bader Show.